Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost Podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and oh my god, Sakurai, you madman, you finally did it! My boy Sora made it into Smash Brothers! Sit magnifique, I never lost faith in you, buddy! Woo! And with me, I have...
A questionable quality spin-off somehow isn't the worst thing Netflix did last week. Somehow.
And
yeah, squids. But yeah, this week has been a whole bunch of weird and oof and not good.
As I believe certain Mac would put it, I'm playing both sides of the game so that I always come out on top. Yeah. But anyway, here we are, episode 242. A little bit of a shorter week as it's just some, you know, light song discussion and whatnot. But before jumping into that, I suppose I should ask, how's everyone's week been going?
Ever have one of those weeks where at the end of it, you just want to stay in bed for 2 days? That was me last week. It's been a little bit busier, but... At least I have the wonderments of football and baseball and sports ball to help guide me through the week and end the night on sometimes good notes. Sometimes. Depends on who's playing and who's winning. And I see Boston is up by a lot of runs in this game they're having with Tampa right now. That's a lot of fun. Still got to wait for the Giants to play the Dodgers later after we're done here. And, yeah, along with that, I've been checking out this show you might have heard of, Seinfeld. It made it the jump to Netflix earlier in the month. A lot of people talking about it being in widescreen, even though it's been in widescreen on TV and on Hulu since 2008, and people are just now noticing it.
Wait, Seinfeld was on Hulu?
Yeah, they paid a lot of money to put it on Hulu, and actually won... like a little coin drawer thing from a giveaway Hulu was doing when they got Seinfeld. I have it around here somewhere. I don't know where it is, but yeah, that's where I kept my PS4 money all those years ago.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I wish I got something else, but hey, free is free. And yeah, Seinfeld on Netflix. Yes, it's in widescreen. It's been in widescreen for 13 years. Deal with it or buy the DVDs on Amazon for like $65. It's not that expensive. And, yeah, it's in 4K, which nobody seems to be doing a deep dive on to determine whether or not it's actual 4K or quote-unquote 4K. Still looks good to me, though, on my TV screen, so, yeah. Yeah, that's my week. That's all I've been doing.
All right.
So, is this, like, okay, so this like with the Simpsons, Disney Plus, they all got widescreen because, or was it that happened before?
Kind of, but this again, this has been going on for 13 years, and there are people and publications that are just now noticing it, even though it's been on television, on TBS and syndication, and on Hulu and widescreen ever since then. Yes, it's annoying. It's been like this for 13 years. Just accept it and move on.
Anyways, Mark, what about you?
Me? Well, not much has happened except the fact that, now at my job, I gotta get up, back to my early time. I have to wake up around 4:30 in the morning. And get up at 6. Oh, it's gonna be that 6, which is, oh boy, back to those times. And... no, and if you want to know, I'm not saying what job I work at because I'm gonna get fired. But yeah, I do not miss waking up early. I don't like fuck. Yeah, but it's been there. I mean, at least I might get some more hours out of it, but because my picture's been kind of slim lately. That's pretty much it. What happened? But since it's something I do want to talk about, I want to get over with. I want to say this. Now Silk Sonic said the album's out November 12th. So, oh, damn. Yeah, it's like, oh, great. So, okay, if, okay, I want to be either, okay, I'm two modes. I'm excited because, oh, well, because I can fit it in the amount of slot. And two, the other mode is, now you release it in the middle of fall, in the middle of fall.
Okay, look. If anyone's gonna beat Taylor Swift on the Billboard 200, it's gonna be them. It has to be them.
Wait, did Taylor Swift have something out besides from the re-recordings?
Apparently, another one's gonna come out that same day.
And I think Adele got something coming out that day too.
Well, I know we're probably gonna have to talk about a new Adele song by next week.
Yeah. She was like, "Wow, it's, that day's gonna be stacked." But that's the thing that happens. Like, that's the thing that happened because I don't know. I guess they didn't have it on Bruno's birthday. Who's 36? Like, man, my father not gonna be younger, but okay, he got that, you know, youthful look at him. But
by the way, I was right on that. Red, Taylor's version, is coming out on November 12th as well. So, to Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars, get the job done.
We're rooting for you guys.
Please.
Anyway, as for me, the only thing of note is that I spent the entire weekend plowing through Metroid Dread. Very, very fine, fantastic stuff. I'm still a little bit salty I couldn't get my hands on one of those nice collector's editions. But, you know, the game is still fantastic, so it is what it is. I might have to play it again sometime before the month's over. But with all that out of the way, we can now move on to the bulk of this week's episode, which is, of course, as always, the new song discussions of the past week. As always, there will be a playlist down in the description, so you can follow along with us and pick up some new tunes for your weekly playlists. Starting right up at the top here, we once again revisit the bedroom covers of the guys in 2 Minutes to Late Night. Granted, they had one out a while before this, but I didn't put that on the list because it was a Nick Cave cover, and Nick Cave is a chode, and I don't like him. But that's just petty personal BS. This time around, we have a cover of the song Never in My Life by the band Mountain, coming off from their 1970 debut album. Yes, this is the same album whose opening track was Mississippi Queen. For the original song, there's not much to say. I mean, it's 70s hard rock. It's got all the, you know, old school fuzz and thumping momentum of the kick and toms and stuff that you would expect out of that kind of rock of that kind of, you know, time period. And of course, as for the cover, our crew here is as follows. You have Cody Willis from High on Fire on drums, Aaron Reesberg of YOB on bass, and Brent Hines from Mastodon filling in guitar and vocals. And of course, Gorsenio Hall on, as always, this shit. What is this shit? Well, watch the video and find out. But cover-wise, there isn't really much to add here. I mean, it is something that slots perfectly within their wheelhouse. It's just a more amped-up version of the original song with even more modern low-end fuzz and sludge that you would expect from their style at this point, with a good amount of guitar leads and soloing for good measure. It's alright, I guess.
Yeah, it's sludgy and grooving and chock full of cowbell. This is the kind of music that goes very well with some Mississippi Queen. Just maybe not in one whole swig, because it'll do stuff to you.
Yeah. Beginner's luck. Luck, luck.
Luck, luck, luck. Ding, ding. Yeah.
Anyway, moving on to the next track here. I'm going to throw it over to Mark to talk about this one, because looks like we have another posthumous verse here from the late and great MF Doom.
Yes, we do. And this is and the main answer here is Atmosphere. Is a rap duo group of rapper Slug and producer Ant, on the label Rhymesayers, which you know Rhymesayers, which, you know, underground hip hop label that's been around for decades or so. Also, there's another made from there, Aesop Rock, and something here is called Barricade. It's called Barricade, and
I think it's just called Barcade.
Barcade, damn! But I don't Barcade, damn! I don't. Okay, that's one R. shit. Okay. Okay, anyway, but this is also with some with more video games. This is some shit I feel like you hear shit from stuff like Doom or any other Space Invaders video game, which is like, okay, they got the production pretty on good here. Okay, first verse you give him Aesop Rock, which he does his, you know, he does this thing which you know does a lot of rhymes that I try to make up with. I don't make up or try to figure out what the fuck he's saying. You know, it's like ducks like a two necks, punks jump to get suplex. But two says y'all fucked up, to sling a buddy with these moose heads. All right, and of course he got Doom with his verse. He got Doom with his verse, which is pretty much up to know, but his standard which he's been doing, which he's always been doing. You know, with first like. C-Par, dip up the prices right. Free call VR, Bob Barker, Much Darker, Black Parker, Fat Marker, Mike Sparker, Metal Face, More Body Than a Night Stalker. Okay, it was pretty good. Oh, okay, every got slug, which, alright, his verse is pretty, alright as well. Like, he got some weird things, like, I think a smart dog with Sidecraft and Parmesan, trying to make a party till all the stars are gone. But he's gonna call a fire at the farmer's market, rest in peace to all the energy outside the margin, and leave a can at the window, that's for Michael Larson. Which, That part right there, that last one he said, that was from his old friend collaborator idea. That's idea, which who passed away in 2010, unfortunately.
Oh,
yeah. So we got this really we got the no one who rhymed. Like no one like who would rap for like from France is like no these rappers you know these guys like I sort of got my respect from them like they debate this very weird fascinating song with this weird beat which I kind of can get with.
Yeah, it's a pretty solid song overall. I dig it. And then of course moving on to the next track here again more Mark territory here because oh hey look at the time it's Griselda O'Clock yet again.
Yep, and this time we're coming at the machine because of his way on that high anticipated album from Shady, gotta make mistakes because we've been waiting for so long. It's been almost fucking 2 years since he announced that, and since then, well, Westside left Shady, which I get, and I guess Common still waiting on to do this, but now we got a new track. But do spot the one and only The Alchemist, so it's also The Alchemist. Oh damn, it's coming. It's Griselda on the damn. What the fuck do I call this?
Grizalchemist.
Yeah. Let's go with that. And it's another called Piano Love. And as you figure, this beat here's when they greet Grammy piano beat, which got that, you know, got the haunted piano beat on it. And of course the song goes for, you know, if you know the usual Griselda fashion with most of a Conway he's more technical in this shit, which he goes around with, you know what I'm saying, bomber bitch the Chanel jacket with the Chanel bags, see the hammer in the club with the real bitch ever had, put like Lulu, give him one ex, like, okay, basically stuff like, you know, basically shit like that, you know, basically shit like that. I do like one of those, he goes like, told you spooky, my nigga, it's King Crystal Lake here, Eastside, bro, like, okay, they do hunt that spooky territory, which fits up with the beat, which kind of works well, gotta say. But yeah, I got not much to say. Like it's what I expect from, you know, okay, from mostly Conway. And yeah, and I'm just hoping the album to come out because you keep on having up for a lot of years. I'm wondering, like, are you actually gonna release it? Or what's keeping, I don't know, you or Shady or everything, whatever the fuck is going on in there, like. That's your Westside left Shady for a reason. It's like he could have been on his own, but yeah. Until whenever that comes, I just hope so it turned out better than expected. But yeah, this track is, you know, it's all right.
The mysteries of, you know, behind the scenes recording fuckery like this, gotta love it, don't you? But anyway, moving on to the next track here. So the band Volumes has been in a bit of a rough spot the past couple of years due to, you know, losing a couple of members, one of them unfortunately passing away last year. But they've been, you know, active in the studio as of late, and it looks like they're finally gearing up to release a new album. The new project is called Happier? Question mark at the end. And it's coming out November 19th. Damn. And the new single we have here from the album is called Bend. And it is very strangely poppy. Like, I know they're not the most complex band in the world out there. It's fairly simplistic mosh fodder a lot of the time, but there is a strangely abnormal amount of, like, synthetic pop song melodies and structures, nary a scream in sight, with only very superficially heavy, chuggy guitar chords and all. It's like, you know I know there's the occasional synthetic bit here and there, but this genuinely feels like it's trying to angle for, like, pop radio in some weird universe where you can imagine chugging breakdowns playing next to, I don't know, Lady Gaga or friggin' Shawn Mendes or something. I don't know. It's just, it's kind of a whatever song, I guess.
Yeah, there's definitely much more pop flavor with their, as I say, prog core styles being blended in, and it's got some good hooks to it. Yeah, I'm curious for what else they have on this album. I'm intrigued with what this is going to be. And hey, if the folks in Spirit Box are coming on this with a thumb up of approval, then that's all I need.
Courtney LaPlante remix coming, I don't know, at some point. Man, she's on, like, almost everything these days. You figure she's got to take a break at some point. But anyway, speaking of pop-tinged prog-core stuff, the band Veil of Maya, once again, have a new one-off single, I think. The thing is, I'm pretty sure I read somewhere that they were working on a new album at some point in the past couple years, but then just kind of, like, tossed it out entirely. So I don't know what their recording plans are now for full-length projects or anything, so we're just taking the one-offs as they come. This new one here is called Outrun, and it has one of the stranger musical structures of any songs they put out recently. Like, there is, again, strangely enough, like with the Volumes one, there's a lot of very suspiciously poppy synths and almost kind of auto-tunish melodic vocals, although the heavy parts are still a lot more dynamic and heavy. Like, it opens with this very aggressive, stomping, moshy part that's kind of like old-school Parkway Drive, before segueing into the mix of, like, melodic vocals and guitar noodling and tremolos and stuff. Then when you get towards the back minute or so, part of it kind of has, like, this segment that I can only describe as, like, an interpolation of Iron Maiden's The Trooper.
Yeah.
And then gives way to, like, you know, this very deliberately janky-ass breakdown of it. Like, I kind of want to respect the song for being as, like, offbeat and weird as it is, because they obviously were just, like, you know, not being super conventional about it, but I'm not entirely sure I get the bigger picture of this one, though. It's weirdly fascinating, I'll give it that much.
Yeah, more pop flavor blending in with a super heavy, chugging metalcore style. It has some elements that I'd hear in more melodic periphery tracks, but that's not a bad thing for me. I much prefer pop-flavored hooks and choruses over, well, I'll just say, death wank. So this gets a nod and a hat tip from me. And yes, I also noticed that nod to the Trooper in the song before the closing breakdown. I see what you're doing there. Just don't do what Olivia Rodrigo did and retroactively give credit. If you're going to lift a section, you know, give credit where it's due.
Yeah, we'll probably hear whether or not Bruce Dickinson gives enough of a shit to sue.
He probably won't.
Yeah. But anyway, moving on from that song to this next track here, which is the past week's entry of the 2021 Adult Swim Singles Program. Song number 25, coming courtesy of a singer-songwriter named Jen Wasner. Wasner? I'm going with Wasner. She is best known as a co-founder of the group Y-Oak, who I'm fairly certain have been featured on singles programs past. This is coming from
they have. I said they have.
Ah. I want to say it was 2012. If not 2012, then 2013. But, yeah, this is, like, real early days. But, this comes specifically from a solo project of hers named Flock of Dimes. Presumably no relation to Flock of Seagulls. Just, you know, there are multiple flocks. And so the song we have here is called Through Me. And as expected, it's kind of a, you know, very pretty and nice sounding indie rock slash synth pop thing with lots of strumming, delicate, simple acoustic guitar chords, lots of very pretty sounding singing. She does have a nice voice, I will admit, and, you know, coated in lots of echo, reverb, with plenty of buzzy melodic synths that are very, you know, softly incorporated over top. That's what I would say. It's a pleasant, nice sounding song. That's how I would describe it.
Yeah, but that isn't it like a nice, weird sounding kind of song that, you know, they're gonna say, but it's listenable. I can listen to it.
All right, now moving on to the second to last of the songs here. And I'm aware this is supposed to be a big deal, but I feel a little bit out of my depth here because, truth be told, I basically know fuck all when it comes to Tears for Fears. I know, heresy. So, I don't know if you want to cover this one first off, Alex, since I know you're the one that, like, sent this and gave us a heads up on all about it.
Well, I have a little bit of information I can talk about with this. So, yeah, Tears for Fears. Who had this band coming out with new music on their 2021 bingo cards? I didn't.
I didn't even consider that being an option.
Yeah, they are one of the primest bands of the UK in the 1980s new wave and pop scene. Songs from the Big Chair is an exquisite album. And they are back for their first album in 18 years with The Tipping Point coming out on February 25th. So it's going to be a little while longer. Don't worry, we don't have another album to worry about for this year.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, and we have the title track here. It's a very solid blend of their tried-and-true 80s synth-pop elements with some more modern accoutrements to it. The groove has a bouncing swing to it, and the chorus is just chock-full of some fine hooks. And yeah, personally, I've had a soft spot for these guys. You know, Everybody Wants to Rule the World, Shout, Head Over Heels. I love those songs. And yeah, this first track here, it has some promise to what's to come later. Count me in for this. This might be more of an acquired taste for a lot of folks, but for me, I'm interested.
Oh, fuck, right. They did do Everybody Wants to Rule the World. No wonder the tempo of this one sounded so familiar. Very similar kind of a 6-8 groove going on. With, of course, everything you'd expect from, like, I guess a modern interpretation of that kind of 80s rock. You know, that kind of 80s pop rock. It's nice enough sounding. One day I'll have to set aside time for diving into the backlog, as it were. Now, moving on to the final track here. So, while we have spoken about her once in the past year or so, mainly because of a soundtrack tie-in thing, we now have a new, possibly one-off, or I don't know if there's like a new album in the pipeline just yet, but yeah, we have a brand new single from none other than Mitski to talk about here. And it's not a soundtrack tie-in. So, the song here is called Working for the Knife. And it's a very compositionally interesting song. Of course, Mitski sounds great singing over this this instrumental, which kind of has this sort of interesting rhythmic contrast where it sort of switches measures back and forth between a straight 4-4 on the percussion and this kind of more sort of tinny-sounding offbeat hits that feels like it's playing a sort of different rhythm against all of that. Like, truth be told, I didn't really fully understand what, like, the tempo was until, like, Mitski started singing and I could lock her rhythm into, you know, the song proper, along with the rest of the instrumentation, which has a very solid mix of, like, you know, plenty of acoustic and electric guitars, as well as these synth and keyboard elements, just all very, very well arranged into a interesting kind of song. I'm very curious if this does in fact lead to a full-length album on the horizon, because if it does, you know, it's probably going to be some pretty damn good stuff.
Going from the song, she has a statement that talks about going from being a kid with a dream to going with a job and feeling somewhere on the way you got left behind. It's being confronted in a world that doesn't seem to recognize your humanity and no, it's even no way out of it. So really, how all of us feel this past, well, in our adulthood?
Yeah.
Which damn. And also, in the video, like, as she has a song, she had this art performance thing where, she comes on the stage, she does some interpretive dance shit around, which has a role, took up the role, doing some shit, I don't know, and then stops. Huh. Fascinating but weird, but yeah.
Yeah, you know, music videos be like that sometimes. But now that we're done with the song discussions, we can round things out real quick by touching on some of the new album releases for the week of October 15th, 2021. Starting at the top, we have the first new album from European metal band Viljarta in like 10 years or so. Seriously, I remember this album being discussed when I was in fucking high school, but yeah, these guys have their second full-length album out called Mastaden Under Vatten. I butchered that horribly. Wow.
Okay.
Apologies to whatever language this is and whatever country this is. Is it Swedish? I want to say Swedish. But yeah, moving on from that, there's a new solo album from Ted Nugent's friend Tom Morello with the Atlas Underground Fire. There's a new album from Ice Nine Kills with probably one of the dumbest album titles I've heard all year, The Silver Scream 2, Welcome to Horrorwood. If I have to know that this album title exists, then so do all of you. Share in my pain. Of course, there's a new project from Santana with Blessings and Miracles. There's a new album from Young Thug with Punk. I think his second album proper, as far as I know. There is, unfortunately, a new Coldplay album called Music of the Spheres. And last, but possibly not least, there is, in fact, the solo debut album from Phineas with Optimist. Now it is time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internet?
As always, Aura of Azure, where I will be lurking around talking about all the sports ball events like football and baseball. Probably more baseball, though, because the postseason's heating up real good.
All right. Mark, what about you?
Usually I'm on Twitter at MaxHavenMedia, where I'm trying to think of what anime titles, like, or what anime horror titles to review for Halloween, because I think I've reviewed them all. Also, site my have one neverpress.com. You know what I do? It's October. You know what it is. But yeah.
All right. And as for me, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, etc. at Rob Barracuda. Email me robert@sewerresolution.com for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. Video usually goes up on the official YouTube channel. So subscribe, hit the bell tab so you can be notified whenever new stuff goes up there. Be sure to follow us on Twitter @SurrealRizzo. Like us on Facebook. Be sure to visit the website, SurrealResolution.com, for written articles, this podcast, podcast ONA, all of that fine stuff. Be sure to jump into our Discord so you can share all kinds of spooky Halloween memes or, you know, all that. Possibly brag about your eventual candy stash. And, of course, shout out to the producer, Mr. E, for graciously letting me use his music for this podcast. Links to his shit down in the description. That'll about do it for this week. We'll, of course, be back later on in the week with the album roundup for September 2021. Was it a packed month? Spoiler alert. A little bit, yeah. But will it be as packed as October? Very much, yeah. So, yeah, that'll do it for this week. And until next time, Scott the Waz on TV, eh? Well, it's got to work out better than the annoying orange, at least.
Ha!